destiny of every believer is global impact. Think about it. What can God do with you in this new season? What can you believe in for? What do you see? You have seen things here and there, but there is more. That's what the Lord is saying. Life flows from the revelation of your identity. No man can do beyond his sense of identity. No man. You are before you do. Let God do more with your life. You 1,000 times more. God. Hallelujah. Very quickly. Listen to me. And if you hear what I'm about to say, I want you to shout amen. For everyone who is a part of this house and everyone who is a part of this celebration, you have broken into the new. I said you have broken into the new. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, while Saul was looking for a donkey, the throne was looking for him. This is what God told me. That means in this season, some of you are colliding with blessings, with increase, with supernatural shiftings that you are not even looking for. In the name of Jesus. As I was preparing for this meeting, I heard the Spirit of the Lord whisper in my ears, interventions, interventions. He told me, say, heaven will show up for us in this meeting. I say, heaven will show up for you in this meeting. In the name of Jesus. From this meeting, you will meet someone. You will meet people. I say, performance of God's counsel concerning your life, your destiny, your ministry, your business are showing up suddenly. In the name of Jesus. I see an army of helpers gravitating and running towards someone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Interventions. Interventions. I had influence. I had influence. And I prophesied to someone, God is making a great name for himself through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you are breaking into orbit of prosperity that does not look like where you are coming from. Some of you from this place that looks like a backside of the desert. They say, Jos, what's happening? Jos, I prophesy. I hear and I prophesy. Somebody is emerging from this celebration. Can you become a household name in this nation for the praise of his glory? In the name of Jesus. Your hands are strengthened to conquer and to build. In the name of Jesus, hear me. The Lord is setting our hands over the seas. He has established our feet upon the mountains. We enter into a decade of global influence. We enter into a decade of apostolic influence. In the name of Jesus, we enter into a decade of shaping culture. In the name of Jesus, out of us proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. We are multiplied, we are not few. We are glorified, we are not small. Nobles and governors are rising from our midst. In the name of Jesus, a little one has become 1,000. A small one, a strong nation. In the name of Jesus. I hear again, the throne is looking for someone. Oh, that throne is looking for someone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Samuel told Saul, he says, after you leave, you will meet people on the way. You will meet two, then you meet three. And for some reason, strangers will make release of what they have to you. Why? Because something is upon your head. They say, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. I prophesy. See, I receive. You are leaving this place with a fresh anointing upon you. And that anointing is causing your money bags to overflow. That anointing is causing kings to attend to you. That anointing, I see gate opening. I see walls broken. By your God, you are running to troop. By his help, you are leaping over worlds. In the name of Jesus, those who look down on you are looking up to you now. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is strong upon you. I said, the hand of the Lord is strong upon you. I said, the hand of the Lord is strong upon you. The gate of sectors are open to you. The gate of institutions are open to you. The gate of industries are open to you. In the name of Jesus, the gates of cities are open to you. In the name of Jesus. Don't say the Lord to someone, I do not follow queue. He said, don't stay on the queue. I do not follow queue. I don't follow you. I don't know who God is talking to. He said, I do not follow you. That which you are looking for, liquor, the transportation of the Spirit is moving you there. Glory to God. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Glory Zone is a city without walls. I said, Glory Zone is a city without walls. We cannot be measured for number. We cannot be measured for substance. We cannot be measured. In the name of Jesus, we don't know how much we have because it is the supply is too much. In the name of Jesus, everywhere over the world, the fingerprint of this apostolic call is everywhere, in every nook and cranny, in every nation, every city, every town, every village. In the name of Jesus, Eli, I announce to you, we have entered the Romans 1:5 decade. We have entered the Romans 1:5 decade. That means we have received grace. We have received apostleship. We make the nations obedient to the faith. For his name's sake, shout! Lekopatosika. Hey, the milk teeth has fallen. The permanent teeth is growing. What you saw before is like milk teeth. They have fallen. The real result is about to start. In the name of Jesus. And as a part of this moving vehicle, as a partner, a member, a friend, an associate, the grace upon us in this new decade finds expression in your life. In the name of Jesus. You will return from this celebration and everything will be easy. Hear me. You enter into a new season of ease. It will be easy to pray. It will be easy to walk with God. It will be easy to study the world. It will be easy to make money. It will be easy to build houses. It will be easy to travel. It will be easy to lead your generation. It will be easy to spread. Shout! Something is upon us tonight. Emakopata is a Romans 1:5 decade. Oh yes. Oh, is a Romans 1:5 decade. Believe me when I tell you. Elakobetosilekepa. He says, out of us shall proceed nobles and governors, Iba commanders of territories, Ilaba takers of cities, arising from among us. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, I can't see walls. He said, look and behold, there are no walls. There are no limitations. Nothing is stopping us. Nothing is hindering us. The walls are taking off. The walls are no more. Yes, I can't see worlds. I cannot see limitations. No, I see the nations open. I see the nations open. I see the nations open. Oh, from us the sound of the gospel is sounding to the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hear me, I prophesy. See, I receive. As we cross into the next decade this weekend, You are crossing over from the old into the new. I said you are crossing over from the old into the new. In your personal life, go and write down your heart desires. I'm prophesying, you'll be ticking them. You have crossed over from the old into the new. In the name of Jesus. New graces. I said new graces. New opportunities. New spheres of influence. New territories. In the name of Jesus. Help from above. Help from above. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Just lift your hands and worship. Himako prepetosika. Emjelekapra. Emjolia kopetoskelia probetosa. Emjoloko prepeto. Jelimako prepetosa. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, elebo go semanele gebayoda go sebada. Receive right where you are. Yamanoko semani kedabo yadadu kesoto. Praise Adonai from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the end of every day, and all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, Father, we thank you. We have received and is ours. Say, I believe and I receive and I rejoice. Glory. Amen. Just 3 minutes, you may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to appreciate all the precious ministers in the house tonight. I'll welcome you properly tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see our precious people. Amen. Deodis, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Amen. Glory to God. I can see Pastor Joe Ice from, and his lovely wife. Amen. From the city of Kefi. Can you celebrate them? Pastor Charles Isaac, amen, from the city of Jos, Christ Discipleship Ministry, we love you, appreciate you. Pastor Christopher from Sokoto, Carpenters Global, amen. Pastor Austin Oko, amen, good to see you. Apostle, amen, good to see you, praise God, glory to God. Pastor Tiza of the Jubilation Church, amen, hallelujah, in the city of Jos, doing an amazing work in the city of Jos, amen. And my precious dear friend, Dr. John Okopi. Amen. From Glory Life Church in the city of Jos. I love and appreciate you. And all the other, if I have not introduced you, we'll do that properly tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 11 to 13, very quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 11 to 13. I just want to admonish us. As we celebrate God's faithfulness, it's just a sincere encouragement. Just a sincere encouragement, amen. If we're able to get into the vision for the next decade, we'll do that. If not, we'll have that on Sunday or Saturday evening. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just admonishing, message translation. Amen. God wants to do more with your life. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, God wants to do more with your life, let him do more with your life. You see, as I began to reflect on the past 10 years at Louisian Church and the last 20 years, I got conscious of the call of God on my life 20 years ago. Amen. And I believe I shared here and there before then, amen, in fellowship. But the consciousness of the call of God on my life was, I believe, should be 2002. That's about 20 years ago. And then this church started in 2012. As I reflected on God's faithfulness for the past 10 years at Glory Zone, one phrase stood out for me. Amen. And you like to hear it. If you've been around, you must have heard me use it. But it stood out so strong. Grateful but dissatisfied. Amen. Hallelujah. Grateful but dissatisfied. Grateful but dissatisfied. I personally believe that that is the posture, the scriptural posture of any and every apostolic church. Okay? While we express gratitude for what God has done, there must always be a sense of dissatisfaction within. A dissatisfaction because of the harvest. Well, we are grateful because of what the Lord has done. His love, His mercy, His movings in our midst, the manifestations of His goodness, of His kindness in and through us, in our midst, praise God. But we are dissatisfied because we know that God can do more. Let me put it this way. We are dissatisfied because we know there is more. Glory to God. We know that God can do more with us. And I want to tell you tonight, I want to transfer some of the hunger in my heart, some of the passion, some of the dissatisfaction in my heart upon you tonight. And I will to God you will yield. I will to God that something will jump upon you tonight. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God wants to do more with you. Turn to another neighbor and say, I'm grateful but dissatisfied. Hallelujah. All right, let me read this first message translation. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, 11 to 13. I need to listen carefully. I'm sure it's on the screen. You can look to the screen. He said, dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter into this wide open and spacious life. That means what we have is a wide open and spacious life. There are no restrictions. Of course, you know the context of there are no restrictions. Are you with me? This is not a small life. We're going to see. Let's just read it. He said, we didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives end small, but you are living them in a small way. You see, the life we have received is not small. The vision of God for every individual believer, it doesn't matter your place or placement. You may be on the pulpit, you may be in the marketplace, in politics, in education, in the tech world, in art and entertainment. Your industry is not important. It is not a small life. It is a wide, spacious, open, spacious life. He said, the smallness you feel comes from within. Your life ends small, but you are living them in a small way. Say no more. He said, I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives. Let's read the last line together. One, two, go. I can't hear you. Read it again. And expansive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you can just stay on this verse and read again and again and get edified and go home. He said, the smallness you feel is within you, within fence you in. The life that you have is not small, but you are living it in a small way. I want to challenge us tonight that God wants to do more with your life. He wants to do more with your life. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you have seen. God wants to do more with your life. Listen, in the kingdom, your productivity and your fruitfulness honors God. He brings glory to God. Jesus was speaking the other day in St. John's Gospel chapter 15. He says, in this is my Father glorified, that you bear what? Much fruit. Now, when people hear things like this, God wants to do more with your life. You see, there's a way you can read your mind into the scriptures. Most times, what most Christians think we're saying is, I want to do more with my life. And suddenly their minds go to their inabilities, or they start calculating their natural advantages. They start calculating what is in their background. Okay, what is in your bank account? What academic qualifications do they have? Listen to me. Never consult your background, your past, or present to determine who you are and what you can be. Are you with me? Never. So if you heard it well, you say God wants to do more with your life. It is God. He is big enough. He wants to do more. And he's saying nothing is against you. He's saying the life you have is not small. Stop living it in a small way. I've said this many times. I shared it during outpouring last year, that Jesus gave a clear pattern on our strategy for evangelism in the end time. And if you knew anything about the Lord, his approach to the harvest, his approach to ministry is galactic. He's huge. He's strategic. I don't have time tonight. I can give you examples upon examples upon examples. You see, he showed up on the day of Pentecost, where multitudes were gathered for a feast in Jerusalem. That's strategic. Glory to God. And just jump right to what I was saying. You see, I told during the outpouring that Jesus laid out, he said two signs. He said, he talked about Jonah, the people of Nineveh, rising on the last day in judgment against generation. And he said the queen of the south. And that shows us God's two strategies, major strategies for the believer in carrying out their ministry on the earth. Are you with me? And that also communicates to us the mindset of God concerning how things should be, concerning how your life should turn out. Number one is Jonah. What did Jonah do? Jonah went to an entire city and converted a city. Oh, glory to God. I mean, he had the revival meeting. That's what you call a crusade. And the city repented, including their king. What he's saying is the church in this age, in this time, should expect to have such results. We should walk into a city and get the attention of the king, from the king to the servant. And he won't, they have the entire place converted. And that is huge. And we are partners with God in his vision. Then he gives us the second sign. He said the queen of the south will rise in judgment against this generation. What is the second sign? Queen of Sheba traveled all the way from Africa to the Middle East to meet with Solomon and acknowledge the glory and the excellency of Solomon's God. Watch this. When Solomon was done with the queen of Sheba, she became a preacher for the name of Adonai. You know, in what sense I'm talking about. She began to magnify God. Question, what did Solomon do? Did Solomon have a crusade where Queen of Sheba attended? No. Did he go on road evangelism? No. What did he do? Emergence in greatness. Resounding greatness. He lived a wide open life. Spacious life. The Bible says Solomon was so wealthy until silver became useless in Jerusalem. He became useless. Up till now, they are calculating the wealth of Solomon. The emergence of Solomon called the attention of the kings of the earth. What am I saying? This wide open life. Oh, glory to God. Letting God do more with your life is an advantage for the kingdom of the God that you love. The temptation of Jesus shows us what is really important to immortals. Yes. Satan came and said, the whole world and the glory has been given to me. Bow and worship, and I'll give you the whole thing. No, think about it. The wealth of the whole world compared with momentary worship. He didn't say, keep worshiping me. Every Sunday, come to church and be worshiping me. When you do that for 40 years, I'll give you the whole world. No, it was momentary worship. Because the greatest need, permit that word,
of spirit is the allegiance of mortals. I'm going somewhere. That means when your life, when your life is an attraction, when your life pulls men to bow in worship of your heavenly Father, who is the Father of spirits. I mean, that is the greatest and the biggest thing you can do for him. He says, if I was hungry, I won't tell you. I don't eat your kind of food. Glory to God. Are you with me? Let God do more with your life. You're 1,000 times more. You see, have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror? I've done it here and there. I look at the mirror and sound like Smith Wigglesworth. And say, I'm 1,000 times more on the inside than this frame I'm seeing on the outside. I'll look at the things you are doing and I'll shout, I'm 1,000 times more. In the name of Jesus, I will scream, I don't belong here. I'm not the local champion. The world is mine. The nations of the earth are open to me. I have received grace and apostleship. I'm making the nations obedient to the faith for his namesake. And when you do that, your mind opens. Survival is for animals. Glory to God. Man was created for a higher purpose. You can dream again. Let me not go ahead of myself. You see, there are three things that the Father has made available for us. I'll just run through maybe one or two. I'll stop. Amen. And continue on Saturday. Still very briefly on Saturday. Three things that the Lord has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. Or three things we have in Christ. And if you truly understand him as a believer, at every time T, you should be dreaming with God. You should be letting God cast new vision. Glory to God. You should be giving God the opportunity to do more with you. The first is a new identity. You see, in the last 2 months, God has been speaking to me. I've shared a part of it with church about the power of understanding who you are. Listen, no man can do beyond the limit. Well, let me put this here. No man can do beyond what his sense of identity permits. No one. No one. Life flows from the revelation of who you are. It's as simple as that. You are before you do. You are before you do. It's just a law in the realm of the spirit. And in Christ we have a new identity. And when we begin to look at that picture of who we are, there are no impossibilities. There's no smallness there. That's what I just read. He said the life you have is not small. You are just living it in a small way. Maybe because of your background. Maybe because of who raised you. Maybe because of where you grew up. But that makes no difference. As you are working to the reality of your identity, the picture will change. Oh, the pictures change. When Nicodemus came to Jesus at night to talk with him, that was what Jesus was emphasizing. His focus was, no man can do these things. Yes. But Jesus had a paradigm. He said, it is not doing first. You have to be something. He said, except a man has a new identity, there are things he cannot try. I'm paraphrasing. Are you with me? There are things he can't try. It is identity before activities. Oh, glory to God. Who are you? Who are we? What is our new identity in Christ? Yes, we do. We have a new identity. Oh, yes, we do. Of course, I can't expose all of that to you. But we are forgiven. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. Yes, according to the promise. We are forgiven. We have a speaking blood. We have a speaking sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. You know, in the realm of the spirit, there is no time. There's no time. Time is like a train. That means, as we are talking, the lamb is slain. Yesterday it was slain. And tomorrow it is slain. That means you have blood leverage. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We have a high priest, he says, who is passed into the heavens, who constantly has our names on his lips, making intercession for us. Making intercession for us. How could we fail? How can you fail in that venture? You have a shrine. Oh, glory to God. Hey! Yes, we do. And you have a high priest. Listen, their own high priests are on the earth. You see, let me bring something to your consciousness. You see, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not coming to church on Sunday and on Wednesday. It's a reality. It's a reality that is lived out on a daily basis. Listen, that means what we are saying is in Christianity, the questions of life are answered. You see, when a politician is contesting for an office and he looks and says that, look, my popularity is not enough. Are you with me? The people don't even like me. Are you with me? This is too competitive. Are you with me? My integrity is not enough. What do? They go and look for a blood advantage. That is the foundation for the sacrifices and the consulting we see around. Are you with me? But see, in Christianity, we already have that. We already... Listen, you don't need to be more than a Christian. All you need to be, you already are. The way some believers act as though they need something more than being a Christian. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. A new identity. That we are joined together with the Lord. That means in this union, we have broken out of the commonalities of men. We are not, the playing ground is not level. No, it's not. We may wear the same trouser, eat in the same restaurant, work in the same office, enter the same flight, but we are not the same. You see, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16? He said, the cup of blessing that we bless, Lakaba. He said, is this not the communion of his blood? What is he saying? He said, this token is a sign of our oneness. Is this not the token of our common union with him? Our common union with him. Our common union with him. What is he saying? You see, if we were arguing about something, or let's say physical fight, that's a common example. You see, there's a fight, two people are fighting. The first thing you look at is their muscles. Is that true? You look at the strength of their muscles and calculate who should meet. Who should win and who should lose. Are you with me? You know, Apostle Austin has body little. Imagine Apostle Austin enters the ring to Reverend Key. Amen. And there's a fight. You know, when you operate by the indices of men and the matrix of men, you know who is going to win. But imagine in the ring, as they are bouncing like this, Reverend K carries his phone, he throws it up, he hangs in the air. Watch, I'm going somewhere. By that act, in your mind, you tell yourself the playing ground is not leveled. Are you with me? Listen, this is the picture of the believer. That means you cannot trap us by what you see with your eyes. He says, the cup of blessings that we bless, is this not the token of our common union with him? And this union with him has broken us out of the ordinary. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. If the phone hangs in the air, you know, no, this fight, it has entered another plane. It has entered another plane. Are you with me? That's what I'm saying. A new identity. A new identity. Join to the Lord. One spirit with him. So every time you are feeling limited, every time Satan is trying to lie to you and you are calculating your capital, on Sunday I spoke to you about spiritual capital. You are calculating your capital and you are looking at what eyes can see. Remember this illustration, that there's a cup of blessing that will bless. And it's a symbol. He wants you to remember. It's not the juice and the bread. He wants you to remember that, look, this thing is a sign, that you are tied with divinity, that there is a new identity. And with this new identity, the limits of your possibilities have changed. What you can do is different from what ordinary men can do. A result, a product of the revelation of identity. Who are you? It is not about what you do. It is not what you do first. Who are you? Say, I'm a pastor. No, that's what you do. Who are you? Heba, son of the living God. That's who we are. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And see, and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is not a cliche. It's a skill set for dominion. Oh, yes, it is. Are you here tonight? Let God do more with your life. How are you going to test the limits of the covenant after this meeting? You know, Aya Kafata. You see, again, in Africa, so permit the examples I use. You see, when people do fresh charm, they test the limits of what the Baba said. How many of you remember the story that Pozzi gave? Real life story. The guy came from abroad. He wanted to be join politics. Oh, he was in the city. Nominal Christian. I did a teaching 3 years ago. Kingdom Power Systems. Go and get them. You see, don't carry Christian name. Carry Christian power into the marketplace. He went to join politics. They were having a meeting in the bush in the night. One locality like that. Yes, political meeting. In one state, Kogi State. And suddenly, there were movement in the bush. And all his comrades, real life story. They lifted their legs and vanished before his eyes. Real life story. He was left alone. Hold up. He started crying. Oh, big man, cry as he cried. Oh. His saving grace, he could remember and pose his number. You know the story now. His saving grace, he remembered the number and called. He said he's alone here. This is why he was crying. Listen. Why did that happen? He was not taught in this reality of a new identity. He wasn't. You are not your clothes. You are not your weight. You are not your degree. Get no anothen. You are born from above. Born from above. You see, I tell people, how does a believer deal with sin problem? A believer. You see, the sin problem is a mirage. Once you can get him to a place where he knows that, look, he's not what he does. He's a righteousness of God. And keeps the focus there. The power of sin will literally and vitally be broken. Vitally be broken. Who are you? Who are you? Are you with me? A new identity. In the realm of the spirit, they recognize identity before activities. Remember the vagabond Jews, the sons of Sceva, the Jewish exorcist. They were trying to cast out the demon. The demons harass. How can one demon harass and chase out? Was it seven of them? But watch the conversation. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Identity. He said, who are you? So in the realm of the spirit, it is not who is talking. It is not what is being said first. It is who is talking. And the more you grow in that consciousness, the more authority. You see, what happened to Peter in St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, when you read 14 downwards, Jesus said, who do men say I am? When they were done, he said, who do you say that I am? Embedded in that revelation of the Christos was his own identity. And I've told you, this will your identity is in your union with him. Our identity, oh glory to God, is embedded in our revelation of him. Yes, he said, thou are the Christ, son of the living God. Son of the living God. Son of the living God. He said, Peter. He said, thou art Peter. Simon Barjona, thou art Peter. Peter means rock. That means in that revelation was his new identity. Yes. Is it our Peter? You are no more a reed shaking. You are Peter. You are a rock. You are stable. You are not Simon. You are stable. You are stable. You are stable. So upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. Let God do more with your life. Let God do more with your life. Hallelujah. Let God do more with your life. I'm wrapping up now. Let God do more with your life. The second thing is a new inheritance. I'll stop there. A new inheritance. You see, in the economy of the New Testament, hustling is outlawed. Kai, you can write that down. We are heirs, not hustlers. Yes, we are. Quickly give me Galatians chapter 3. It's just I'm admonishing you tonight. After tonight, stay. Who am I? A new identity. What do I have? A new inheritance. A new inheritance. A new inheritance. We are not born again unto nothing. We are born into an inheritance. Be like Abraham. Abraham was not trying to build a city. Abraham was looking for a city that has been built, that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. That means this is a prophetic type, that this walk and seed of Abraham is a walk of inheritance. He was looking for a city that has been built to inherit. We are not hustlers. We are heirs. We are heirs. That means that which you are looking for, that which God is placing in your heart, it doesn't matter the extent of the vision. There's an inheritance that covers it. Let God lead you. Let God do more with your life. What can you stretch for in this new year? What can you stretch for? Oh, glory to God. What can you stretch for? How can you test the limits of this power? There's a new identity. There's a new inheritance. Let God do more with your life. Can you wake up one day and say, Kai, I live beyond Jos. I live beyond Lagos. I live beyond Abuja. I live beyond UK. Because see, you can even be in a big city and still be localized. It happens. It happens. The city will be squeezing you. You will rise and say, no more. And see, when you rise like that, you change the body language of the city towards you. You do. You change the body language of that industry. Yours may be a figurative city, meaning a sector, an industry, an institution where God has planted you. Let God do more with your life. We are grateful, but we are dissatisfied. We have a world to reach, a world of billions of people to reach, a hidden world to reach. We have the gospel to spread across the nations of the earth. It will take believers who are ready for God to do more with them. And in this space, you are out of the way. It is not you are talking about. You understand what I mean? It's not personal need. It's not living the cool, calm, collected life. No. It's not settling. No. You don't settle. We don't settle. You know, I was in a meeting, the last meeting Maurice Arullo had in Nigeria. He was in his 80s. And I could see the passion. I could see the passion. He was still flying. I mean, his itinerant was still. People who are in their 50s, there are people in their 40s who can't keep up with such schedules. He was in his 80s. And I was encouraged. We don't settle. We don't retire. And this message is not just for now. Even after you feel you have conquered the world, you will hear the whispers of the Spirit. Grateful, but dissatisfied. As long as there is still one soul to be reached, as long as there is still one soul to be discipled, as long as there is a sector to dominate with the principle, the influence of heaven, grateful, but dissatisfied. Hallelujah. What do you want to do? Don't be a local champion. Don't be. No, forbid it. Don't be a local champion. And it's not for you, it's for Christ. Yes. Again, do not live your life in a small way. It's a big life. Don't live it in a small way. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I'm grateful, but dissatisfied. See, I'm grateful, but dissatisfied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll go through the vision on Saturday night. Vision for the next decade. We'll go through it. We'll have 30 minutes of my time on Saturday. 20 minutes actually. And we'll go through the vision for the next decade. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And our heart will burn. Hallelujah. I said our heart will burn. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Let me rise to our feet. Just speak in other tongues where you are. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord where you are. Bless the Lord where you are. Just honor Him. What have you heard tonight? I'm sure you are blessed with what you've heard tonight. Say, Lord, I refuse to settle. I'm grateful, but dissatisfied. I allow you to do more with my life. Yes. Yes. More. More. More with my life. More with my life. More with my life. In the name of Jesus. More. More. One more minute. Lesto shtovra pakti so shtoba. Himatosa ke brodila kosa. Hem jelaka prepatosika pro. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.